Our platform. We say change our platform in the Democratic Party. Woo! We've heard some of you say, I used to be a Democrat, but I couldn't take it any longer. Some of you have said, I still am a good Democrat until I go into the voting booth. Others of you have said to me, my heart is still with the Democratic Party, but they have lost my soul. I would come back, they say, if I thought the Democratic Party leaders really meant, like Howard Dean, who said after the 2004 election, we have to welcome pro-lifers to our party. Like John Kerry after the 2004 election, who said, we have to listen to pro-lifers in our party. Like Hillary Clinton, who said after the 2004 election, every abortion is a tragedy. But I ask you, we at Democrats for Life of America ask you, what are you going to do about it? We pro-life Dems have some answers for you. Pro-life Democrats say go back to protecting all of the vulnerable. We say go back to caring enough about women to give them housing, education, health care instead of abortion. Go back to listening to your own members again. Listen to us when we say, our party has traded being the party of big business for being the party of big money. The big money of NARAL. The big money of Planned Parenthood. Our party has traded the party of the working for the working for no war in Iraq and become the party of working for war in the womb. Does that make sense? Our party, the party of the little guy, has become the party that has trampled on the little guy. We say to you, listen to the 47% of us, and we thank you and honor this welcome to be part of the Walk for Life. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. It's good to have a Democratic voice for life in San Francisco. Our next speaker, Alfredo Abarca, is a local member, very community-oriented member of the Hispanic community here in San Francisco, and a parishioner at St. Charles of Borromeo. So without further ado, I'll give you Alfredo. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I come from the parish of San Carlos Borromeo in the Mission District. I live in San Francisco. And I'm here to walk for life. Are you ready? I'm here to work for families. Are you ready? I'm here to work for parents' right to know. Are you ready? Through the family that I have that God has given me, through the children that my wife and I have received, we have seen the assault on the family in the times in which we live. Every week, every 2 weeks, on the six children that we have received as a blessing, I have to sign with my wife permission for my children to receive aspirin, to receive Tylenol, to have anything, any kind of care that they might receive. I have to consent to that. And it is inconceivable in our times that parents like you, like me, who are responsible for our children in any way, who are accountable for our children, they want to take away our right to know, our right to be there when our daughters, when our women, young women, need us the most. They want to take this right away from us, and that is not right. Yeah. And yes to Father Fezio, yes, we will bring back Proposition 73, because it is the right thing to do, to have the parents there next to their children, next to their daughters, to say, to help them, to counsel them, to help them go through the most difficult decision in their lives. Yes, we will bring Proposition 73 back. I would like to say, and I please excuse me, 1 minute or two in Spanish. Quiero decir en español también, porque no tengo muchos minutos. Es inconcebible en nuestro tiempo. En nuestro tiempo es inconcebible que nosotros los padres, como ustedes que están aquí, como nosotros que hemos recibido la bendición de 6 hijos, es inconcebible que se quiera tomar, se nos quiera quitar el derecho de saber en los momentos de más necesidad de nuestras hijas, cuando son mal aconsejadas, cuando son llevadas a la posibilidad del aborto. Y por eso es necesario que entre nosotros, los padres, los hispanos a quienes me dirijo ahora, que seamos educados, que tengamos la información, que podamos informarnos, que a través de la Proposición 73 que se va a traer, podamos ser informados de la necesidad más grande que nuestras hijas puedan tener. Y sí, para lo que ha propuesto el padre Efesio, hemos de recoger las firmas, hemos de poner nuestra posición bien clara y recoger el apoyo que es necesario para la Proposición 73. Let's walk for life. Thank you.
Last but not the least to the last or whatever, that doesn't really work. Anyway, is Star Parker, who is here from Los Angeles. Star is the founder and president of Urban Cure. So let's give a warm San Francisco round of applause to Star Parker.
Hello, San Francisco. I fell in love with San Francisco when I was doing radio out here on KSFO. I fell in San Francisco when I met these kids behind me from Berkeley's for Life, from Stanford for Life. My goodness, we've got new energy. We've got new energy on our side. You know, I was thinking a moment ago when we were singing that song about our flag. And we said, Jose, does the star, does that flag, does it still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? And I was thinking about those words, freedom, and I was thinking about abortion. How we're not free from this horrible injustice. And I was thinking about that word brave and saying, does that flag wave over a brave people who are willing again to stand up for such a horrible injustice? This is not the first time in the history of the world that there's been a horrible sin that has been created or that has been amongst God's people. Remember St. Paul when he had to confront the king of land and tell him it may be legal, but it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Remember during our horrible history here in this country of slavery, there are many that went before us, the abolitionists, even Ben Franklin himself walked into the first Congressional Congress and said, it may be legal, but it is not lawful to own another man. And today,